Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chloe, I can see you're upset.
Oh, can you?
And I don't blame you. If it's really true that Mr. Apep killed your grandfather...
Of course it's true. Look around you.
And I'm really sorry about that. But I think we should take a step back and...
You need to go.
Go? Go where?
Away.
Why?
Apep wants you to use your Reaper powers to bring my grandma back, right?
Yeah?
He's a monster, Mondo. You see that, right? Chaos is a force of evil.
Well, I mean...
Listen to me. I've been here before. I've seen what happens when a bad person tries to take advantage of our power. We don't know what he really wants, but until we do, you need to get as far away from Apep as possible.
But don't you think
I could... No. He's ancient. You don't have the experience to fight someone like him.
And you do?
He doesn't need me. Get lost, Mondo. Somewhere far away. If he can't get to you, he can't use you.
Chloe, I can't just leave.
Why not? Pretty much everything you've done up to now has been wrong. You almost destroyed your school, your city. Outing yourself as a Reaper has been a disaster. People will never leave you alone now. Apep is just the first. Every person in this world who lost someone will come looking for you.
But if I...
I think I hear him. Please, go, Mondo. Now, save us all.
Okay, I'll leave for now. Just don't do anything crazy.
I promise.
Okay, Cerberus. Let's go.
Good. He's gone. Sorry I had to lie to you, Mondo, but crazy would be to let Apep get away with this.
Neech? You there? Chloe?
I'm here, Felix.
Listen, I'm picking up some more crazy spikes of energy in Savannah. Any chance that's you again?
Nothing for you to worry about.
Glad to hear you say that, but whatever's happening there is starting to cause some real balance issues all over the world. Maybe you need to come back home and check it out?
I'll come back when I'm done.
Done with what? What's going on, Chloe? Chloe?
Okay, Oscar. Time to show chaos that nature can be... unforgiving.
Gen Z Media presents Cupid and the Reaper, Chapter 2 of The Natureverse. Episode 9, Family and Friends.
Principal Durant, are you all right?
Marcus?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Ramirez. Let me take that off your mouth.
Marcus, did you just shoot Miss Durant with an arrow?
I did. One with a dull lead tip, to be exact.
Because?
Because I'm Cupid.
Because you're Cupid. And... you made her fall in love with me.
That was an accident, and truthfully, I blame Mondo. But I fixed it now. She wanted me to hit you, but I hit her instead.
What is happening?
Ms. Durant, how do you feel?
Like I'm waking up from a dream?
I wish. Can you please say hello to Mr. Ramirez?
Mr. You're tied up.
You noticed.
It's awfully hazy, but I feel as if I've been, inappropriate.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Marcus?
I don't know what got into me.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think it's best if we just move on from all of this.
Yes, that sounds reasonable.
Very, very reasonable. Help me untie him?
Of course. Here, I have scissors on my desk.
Mr. Ramirez? I just want to say I'm sorry.
Marcus, I don't know what is going on in this world right now. All I know is, when you mess with people's lives this way, it's only a matter of time before someone gets hurt.
Cerberus? Where are we?
You are on Viti Levu, an island in Fiji, in the South Pacific. Is this remote enough?
It'll do.
How long will you be staying here?
I don't know, Cerberus. I need to stay away from Mr. Apep. But I am thirsty. And that juice stand looks good.
Well, hello there. Welcome to John's Juice Bar. You look like you could use a cold drink.
A pineapple smoothie would be great. Thanks.
Rough day?
You could say that.
How'd you end up in Fiji?
Oh, you know, just trying to get away from it all.
I see. Pressures of the job.
Job? No, I'm just a kid.
Just a kid. Mm-hmm. So, how does Marcus feel about you taking a holiday?
Marcus? How do you know about Marcus?
As a matter of fact, Mondo, I used to have his job.
Wait, are you?
I'm John. Once upon a time, I was known as Cupid.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Grandma, why can't I feel you right now? Why can't I hear your voice? I don't know what to do with all of this anger. I want Apep to pay for what he did to Grandpa, to you, and now to Ismail. I know, Oscar. I'm trying.
Chloe?
Marcus? What are you doing out here?
Thinking and getting drenched.
It's not safe for you.
Did you cause all this weather? What's going on?
Apep, he's evil. He's something called chaos.
Chaos? In mythology, it's usually depicted as some kind of snake creature.
All I know is that he killed my grandfather. He was obsessed with my grandmother. And I think he used one of your arrows on Ismail.
The missing golden arrow. How do you know?
Well, for starters, Ismail suddenly loves Apep like a brother.
Nobody should be using those arrows but me.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't leave them lying around.
I didn't! You want me to come with you to confront Mr. Apep? If Ismail is there, I can reverse?
Absolutely not.
But you said—
Apep wants to bring my grandmother back.
Bring her back? But you told me your grandmother— He wants to use the Grim Reaper.
Yes, so I sent Mondo away. But I think Apep needs you for his plan, too. He's fixated on my grandma, but she never loved him back.
But if he already turned to Ismail with my arrow...
You have to stay away. I don't want you or Mondo anywhere near that guy.
Well, if I can't be there... Quiver. Take this lead-tipped arrow. If you get close to Ismail, jab him with it, and whatever he's feeling for Mr. Apep will go away.
You sure this will work?
It'll work. But Chloe, be careful.
I'm not the one who needs to be careful.
Soon, Ivy. Soon we'll be together. And the world will be ours.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Chloe Lovejoy. How nice to see you again.
Get your hands off my grandmother's picture. You don't deserve to hold it.
I know this must bring up some complicated emotions for you.
It's not complicated. She didn't love you. And you couldn't stand that. So you killed my grandfather. Don't try to deny it.
I wouldn't dream of it. I can tell you're as smart as Ivy was. But she had a blind spot. For such a brilliant woman, she could never accept the reality.
What reality?
That Edward wasn't worthy of her. He was just a man, a weak, powerless human. She and I, only we understood what it meant to be charged with so much power and responsibility. Together, we could have changed the very fabric of the world.
She's gone, Apep, and she's not coming back.
Well, we'll see about that.
Mondo's not going to help you, and neither is Marcus.
I think our friends Cupid and the Reaper will change their minds.
They'll never listen to you.
Perhaps not, but they'll listen to you.
What?
Hey, Chloe.
Ismail!
Look at me, Chloe.
Huh? Ismail, you stuck me with the golden arrow?
Just a little. Welcome to the team, Mother Nature.
The team.
Now, Chloe, will you help me bring Ivy back?
Of course, Apep. Anything for you.
You used to be Cupid.
For a millennium or so.
And you just gave it up because Marcus asked you?
Now, if I'm being honest, I was probably seeking a way out for the last 100 years. And the kid was pretty convincing. He had charts, graphs. You should have seen the PowerPoint presentation.
His parents were getting divorced. He thought he could fix love.
Can't say I blame him. My track record was inconsistent, to say the least.
Believe me, he's not doing any better.
Yeah, I kind of got that sense. I may not have the wings anymore, but I can tell there's less love in the world since he took over.
And more chaos.
You've met Apep, have you?
Yeah, I've met him.
He's dangerous.
I got that.
What are you doing here, Mondo?
I've messed up so much.
You're still learning to be the Grim Reaper.
But what am I learning? I don't understand any of it. All these people are waiting outside my house, looking for help, for answers. And I can't give them either. Why do people have to die? What's the point of this job?
Well, death is not my area of expertise, but take it from a guy who didn't die, well, couldn't die, for a long time. Things get less special. You start to feel like nothing really matters that much.
It's different now? Now that you're just human?
Everything's different. Knowing my life will end someday makes it all more. The blue of the ocean, the taste of that smoothie. Love?
Love.
True love is everlasting, Mondo. But life isn't.
We're just kind of lost. Me, Marcus, Mother Nature.
But you're together.
I guess.
I was always alone. You have friends, family. You're a team. That gives me hope.
Hope.
Wings retract. Ooh. They really should make these things waterproof.
Marcus! Mondo, where have you been? Long story. Have you seen Chloe?
Last I saw her, she was headed to confront Mr. Apep about her grandfather.
She went by herself?
She didn't want me to come with her.
Me either.
She said it was because Apep wants to use us.
Did she seem really angry?
Well, the raging storm that passed through would indicate yes.
But the storm stopped. What do you think that means?
Do you hear that?
Sounds like hissing.
What is it?
It's getting closer.
Hello, fellas. What's new?
Mr. Apep, why are you here?
I want to talk.
We have nothing to say to you.
Let's not be too hasty. We can still be friends, can't we?
I don't think we can.
Tell us what you want.
I already told Mondo. I want my beloved Ivy back.
She didn't love you. I read the letters.
But she can love me. That's where our friend Marcus comes in.
I won't work for you.
And I don't know where Chloe is right now,
I'm right here, guys.
Chloe!
I'm really glad you're both here. Because if we're gonna do this, we need to do it together.
What? But you said...
I know what I said. But I talked to Apep. It was all a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? What about the wallet? The letters?
Look, the bottom line here is that my grandmother died before her time, and I want to see her again.
You really want me to go to the Valley of Souls and bring her back?
Apep made me see something clearly. The four of us, we aren't like normal people. Our powers, they make us special. So why should we have to follow the rules like everyone else? Marcus, why shouldn't you have your parents fall back in love? Mondo, why shouldn't you do everything you can to keep Harper safe? And why shouldn't I be with my grandmother?
I'll bet you're very excited
Mondo,
to see your grandmother.
Apep still has a golden arrow. You must have turned her.
You need to turn her back. Lead-tipped arrow. Make that now. Happen.
Quiver! I can help you, Chloe! Bow!
Shoot!
Ventus Amanis! Wind!
What?
You missed?
The wind. It took the arrow off course.
You shouldn't have done that, Cupid. Tempestus Rondo!
Ow! Hail! Try again!
I can't get a good shot off.
Stop Ow. Fighting it, boys.
I can do this all day.
Mondo, you have to do something.
Okay, put up. Time for Reaper mode. Let's take her for a ride, Cerberus.
Here, birdie. That's it, friend. Take the scythe.
Hey, that eagle took my scythe.
Don't make me do this. We can work together. We can all work together.
Yes, let's be a team. Together we can do anything. Spread love, cure death.
Marcus, you have to get the scythe.
I don't think I can fly in this hailstorm.
You have to try.
Okay. Wait. Stupid.
Hey, bird! Give me that scythe!
Stop him, Chloe!
Marcus! Look out!
There you are, bird. Easy now. Easy. Got it!
No! More birds! Come on, don't just let him
get- I got her!
Hurry up, Marcus!
Here's the scythe!
Grab on, Marcus!
Let go of me, Mondo!
Scoopers! Get us out of here!
Chloe!
Where are we?
Marcus! Hit her with the arrow! Now!
Quiver! Bow!
Wait! Stop, dummies! I already did it!
What?
I already got a dose of the lead-tipped arrow. Huh. Nice speech. Where are we?
We're in Fiji, but what are you saying?
Try to keep up.
You were pretending.
See? He's the smarter one.
I still don't understand.
I gave her an arrow to use on Mr. Ismail.
Only I had a feeling that Apep might have something up his sleeve. So I gave the arrow to my friend Oscar here.
Yeah, awesome.
I told him that if Apep or Ismail used the golden arrow on me, that he should do his thing with the lead one when they weren't looking.
Chloe, you're brilliant.
But the wind, the hail, the birds...
Had to make it look good for Apep, so he thinks I'm on his side.
It was an act?
Is he ever going to get it, Marcus?
Oh!
He got it.
Finally. Now, are we just going to hang out on the beach, or are we going to take down chaos?
Let's do it.
I'm in.
There's that sound again. What is it?
Yeah, I probably should have told you.
Look what's coming out of the water. Is that?
It's a giant snake?
That would be Apep.
Figured you'd prefer my human form.
You could switch back and forth.
I can do a lot of things, Marcus. Did you three really think I wouldn't find you? Or realize that Chloe was tricking me? Chaos is everywhere.
We won't help you.
Now see, that's where you're wrong. Because some friends of mine have a friend of yours. Show them, boys.
Eels. So many eels.
Mondo, Marcus!
They've got Harper.
No! Let my sister go.
I had hoped we could work together, but I see you're not interested in playing along. So let me make this clear. You help me bring back Ivy and make her fall in love with me, or Harper finally dies. For real this time.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.